America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Awesome teams seem like they got better today. That is for sure. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Commanders trade for a corner. The Steelers trade for a wide receiver. The Lions trade for an edge rusher. All of that and much more coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about the trade deadline. And, Mike, we've been discussing it all day. We will get to the top three stories or four stories of the day. And also Joe Patrick's going to join us at 6:20.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Should the Falcons blow out the Saints without Dennis Allen? We will discuss. Mike, the trade deadline. It's interesting to see the text and the tweets that are coming into us.
Yeah, I mean, some guys feel that this team's not there yet. I mean, well, why the hell would we go get Kirk Cousins? I mean, what the hell are you guys watching? I mean, we're one of the 11 teams with six wins or more, and we're pretty darn good. You know, we just need a little push on the defensive side. I get it. You know, Za'Darius Smith, that seemed like that was a foregone conclusion to go to Detroit. Maybe the Ojulari thing, the Giants were really being ball busters on the term. They wanted more than we were prepared to give. So you're renting him if you have no intention of signing him, Carl. Look, it's weird because Braylon Trice might have been an impact player. We're not going to see what a row is for a few more months now with the IR. So we drafted guys that were going to help the pass rush, just not on the field. So we got to go with what we got. And we've seen some of that over the years. You know, I understand that a lot of guys like me, and I agree with you, I just thought that this was a year that you roll the dice and you got a 2 or 3 year window with Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
Let's get out there. Let's get after it.
I've said, and this is what I believe, I don't know if it's the case. We'll ask Coach about this tomorrow, but with all of our linebackers healthy and the speed that Troy Anderson has and what you saw with Caden Ellis, can they be a bigger part of the pass rush moving forward? Listen, you're supplementing this. You're not fixing the problem until you get a real edge rusher, Mike, and you get a guy that either we draft and he develops and he becomes that dog and potential Hall of Famer like, oh, I don't know, a T.J. Watt. We don't necessarily have it. So you have to supplement this and say, how can we affect the pass rush in a way that we can still have an effect on the game? Either way, we did not do anything. And as we said, many of you have hit us up and said, oh, man, I was hoping we would. One guy hit me up and said, Dukes, I'm glad we didn't. I feel like guys are stepping up and making plays when we need to get off the field.
But you called him out last week. I mean, we need Judon to be that dog we thought he was going to. Judon, all Judon is doing every week is costing himself money. Because he's most likely not going to be re-signed here. And maybe I don't know what the game plan is. I don't think there's anything he's done right now would say, I'm going to bring Judon back and give him a multi-year deal at his age. That's why the Patriots were prepared to move him on for a third. So he's got to get it going. You nailed it. Grady Jarrett's doing what he's doing. Grady's always around 5 or 6 sacks a year and does the dirty work. But you're right. Ellis came here the year the first interview we had with Ellis. I'm like, man, you're my pick to get the most sacks last year. He came here with 7.
He did.
So hopefully he starts to pop. And you talked about Ebiketie. Ebiketie's got one. Technically, he had 2 sacks. One play was a callback on a penalty, which we accepted. But still, guys, we're talking about 9 sacks on the season, dead last in the NFL.
404-726-0929. We mentioned some of the deals. The Saints get Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints, the Commanders, that is.
Right.
The Steelers trade for Mike Williams. He's going to help them with, again, trying to move the ball down the field with Russ now at quarterback. And you talk about the biggest one, which we talked about, guys. Za'Darius Smith going to the Lions, he's filling a void. He's not Aiden Hutchinson. But you fill the void with a guy that can help you immediately, and now you remain a Super Bowl contender. Everybody thinks that this is the best team in the NFC, and maybe they are, Mike. They're playing like it right now on this six-game win streak they're on.
Right, but they still have not been the same edge rush team since Aiden Hutchinson went out. Their numbers have fallen off big time, so that's why they went and made that move. I don't know how many guys know who Preston Smith is, but this guy, a couple years back, 8 sacks, 8.5 sacks. Steelers go and get him, and only a 7th rounder it cost from Green Bay. And this dude seems like, you know, a nice fit along with T.J. Watt and the rest of that really physical defensive line. And you mentioned it, the Ravens trying to add in this arms race. Baltimore already picked up Deontay Johnson. They went and got more help with Tre'Davious White. So teams that are making moves, I just think, you know, to the fans out there that are saying, what do you expect? Well, these guys were getting, they were getting traded for like next to nothing. Some of these guys, we don't have the 5th round pick. Was that the sweetener?
It may have been.
And some of these guys, the Falcons say, like, none of these guys are worth a 4th rounder. And unfortunately, because of the tampering thing with the NFL, with Cousins and Mooney communicating a few hours too early, we lost the 5th rounder.
Yeah. All right. Plenty more to get to. Joe Patrick's on the way. Right now, let's get to the top three. Well, last night we got an interesting game. We needed the Chiefs to win, guys, because, again, common opponents. They beat us. We needed them to beat the Bucks, and they did. But Patrick Mahomes had an ankle injury, and then he didn't. And Andy Reid had an interesting thing to say about his ankles.
Well, when he was being carried off, I wasn't too easy with it. You know, I wasn't sure exactly where he was going to be with it, but he might have the loosest ankles in America. It's ridiculous how he can come back from those things.
It is. And then he was carried off. Matter of fact, Mahomes was asked after the game about the ankle injury.
I was obviously running for the goal line, was kind of committed to running the football, and at the last second saw Samaje, and so kind of awkwardly rolled the ankle a little bit. Definitely scary. I think it hurt more just because the same ankle I rolled last week. So it scared me a little bit, but once I kind of took my breath and kind of calmed down a little bit, ended up being not too bad. We were able to go in there, kind of get the respat, and go back on the football field.
Chiefs win 30-24, Mike, and last night, the conversation, and even into today, was Todd Bowles not going for two.
By the way, just real quick on Mahomes, when a guy gets carried off the field with two guys with his arms around him, everybody, I think, and everybody and their uncle thought that was it. Ake was like, wow, that doesn't look good, but you know, he's the warrior. Yeah, Todd Bowles, they called the timeout. They didn't really have to do that with about 30 seconds left, and they punch it in. Baker Mayfield was really great, as he was against us in the two-minute drill. So I guess the logic was, well, shoot, the Chiefs will have 30 seconds, 3 timeouts. You know, we could lose it on a field goal. So they decide to go and push for overtime. I don't know. I still think you had momentum. You went right down the field. I think you got to go for two. Aikman was talking about it on the broadcast. Baker Mayfield, he lost a coin toss to us on a Thursday night game. He loses the coin toss, called tails. And you can see, he literally goes, mother! He knew that they were never basically going to get the football back.
Speaking of him being taken off the field, Mahomes was asked why he was helped off the field.
Yeah, I was trying to run off the field, and they were telling me not to. Just kind of the football mentality is to get off the field, and we just scored a touchdown. And they told me to just take it slow, and as I started walking, I started feeling better. And obviously, after I get the respat, get that comfortability back, and then took a few drops and felt good.
Look, I think people are going to say the Falcons, you know, are going to win this division. And I think there's going to be some people who say, well, we only got lucky. Luck matters.
Right.
It's not our fault the two wide receivers, the starting wide receivers for the Bucs get hurt. It's not our fault they lose the coin toss last night and lose right to the Chiefs or to there are things that happen in the season. We've been on the opposite side of that. And Todd Bowles owned it after the game when he was asked about why they did not go for 2 points.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the game.
But you got Baker Mayfield, the guy who can extend plays, and you just wait. The wet field didn't affect you going down and scoring.
It didn't.
You know, and I don't know. I just thought that's bull corn, as you would say. I thought they should have went for it. You know, at the end of the day, your record, and you just touched on it, with the games maybe we shouldn't have won. Well, Philadelphia made a lot of mistakes and maybe has course corrected, but Philadelphia was really a lost puppy, and we took advantage of it. You know, we took advantage of the breaks for us in that Bucs game. The Chiefs probably, I don't know, with less than 2 minutes, if Pitts doesn't get mugged. I mean, we look, they took advantage of it. They are what they are. We should be 6-3.
I agree.
We deserve to be 6-3 now. Like the one, and the Seattle game, we don't deserve to win that game. We were flat as hell in that one.
No doubt about it. It's
wet conditions on the field.
Hey, Firehouse Subs brings you this hour. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
It was wet the entire second half.
It was. Mike, let me ask you, should the Falcons blow out the Saints without Dennis Allen? Is this going to be a 2-touchdown, double-digit win for our Falcons on Sunday?
Could be a trap. Maybe not. I'm not feeling as trappy as I felt yesterday.
Okay.
But you get an interim coach, and it's usually, in this case, it is a special teams coach. Darren Rizzi, comes in.
Yes, he does.
And look, they don't have the playmakers. You just traded one of their best defensive pieces at corner with Marshawn Lattimore. Cam Jordan, who's been the boogeyman, he doesn't have a sack this year. You know, Derek Carr is the definition of mediocrity. So Michael Thomas just said, I can't even say what he said about Derek Carr.
Yeah, he went in. He went in.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, we should go in there and kick their butts by 2 touchdowns. Yeah.
I agree. This should be, and when we say blowout, 2 touchdowns is a blowout in the NFL.
We have not, we still haven't had the complete game yet.
Right.
But I mean, what's it close? What we did down in Tampa?
Absolutely. But I do think this is one of those games, and it has more to do with just how they're in disarray than it does with Dennis Allen. He is a part of it. But you talk about all this other stuff. And Mike, you got guys that are mad in that locker room right now. Right. Right? Because they know they're not going anywhere. Here we come. We're rolling. They lost again to a terrible Carolina team. There's just a lot going on. I would agree. This should be, and when we say blowout, again, double-digit win in the NFL is a blowout. It is rare you get a college score 45-3 or something like that. If you win by 2 touchdowns in New Orleans, you've done the job, and that is what we should expect.
Yeah, I know that the Cowboys game, and again, we say on the show all the time, it's one of the things we did get from Arthur Smith, never apologize for a win, and we were just 2 or 3 plays from blowing the Cowboys out, killing their will. You know, should have been up 31-10 at one point, kept them in it. That's the only thing about the killer instinct. The killer instinct stems from having the players you need to go.
It is Dukes and Bell. So what happened today, or did this play out exactly like the Falcons wanted it to? Meaning, hey, we worked the phones, but we didn't find the deal we wanted. Let's talk to Joe Patrick. He covers the Falcons for us here on a daily basis and is up there at Flyer Branch every single day. And Joe, what's your assessment on what potentially went down today? Were they close? Do you think they were close? Or do you think that, hey, the deals just didn't fall into place the way they wanted?
Yeah, I think that they were probably close, guys. I think that they were pretty clearly in some pretty intense discussions with teams around the league. And the reason I say that is because of the reporting that we saw, you know, dating back to kind of the end of last week, really, where you had very reputable reporters saying that they expected the Falcons to make a move. And they don't report that just because they know that the Falcons need a pass rusher. Like, they report that stuff because they've had conversations with people. And so that just led me to believe that there was genuine interest from the Falcons and some of these players that we were hearing about around the league that were potentially available. But to me, when I saw the news come across that Aziz Ojulari was going to be staying, and I think that kind of came across the wire, you know, an hour or so before the deadline crossed, that to me kind of signaled that it was probably over. It seemed to me like he was the one that they wanted, but, you know, you could see that the reporting out there was that they were holding out for a pick that I don't think the Falcons really had or were willing to give away because they are missing picks. And I do think that the fact that they were not able to come to a deal today to get a rusher, you can draw a straight line to the tampering sanctions that eliminated the pick. Because I really truly think if they have that 5th round pick, it makes it a lot easier, guys, to then be able to like value match with trade partners. And also just makes it more palatable to be able to give away a pick if you just have that one in your pocket. If they were to have traded, let's say, their 4th rounder this year, then you wouldn't have had a 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 6th round pick. They had 2 7th round picks, but they're actually missing their 6th round pick because of the Van Jefferson trade last year. So, yeah, ultimately, I don't think the Falcons felt like it was kind of in there worth it for them to go ahead and make a deal.
Yeah, Joe, the thing is, like baseball trades, when we talk to Alex Anthopoulos or Terry, you never know, not that they're fibbing, but you never know what the ask was. Or, you know, we thought maybe you could you package Richie Grant? Well, that only works if there's a team looking for a safety, right? I mean, you do have some stock, you know, some pieces you could maybe try to move. Either way, all right, solution's got to be in the building. We did get 3 sacks last week, 2 in a row. But is it going to be able to hold up as we get into some interesting matchups? We're going to see the Washington Commanders, who improved their roster. We may see the Packers, the Lions in the playoffs, and that's a quarterback. We right now, we'd play the Eagles. They would be coming here. That'd be a rematch of Jalen Hurts. Do we have enough to get those guys on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. Like, you hope to see continued improvement, and you would hope that, you know, this game against the Cowboys can be the start of something, maybe, build a confidence builder. for some of these guys individually, and maybe, you know, tactically, maybe Jimmy Lake has found a way for it to incorporate some guys in different ways that is allowing them to have some success. It felt like to me, and I know obviously Caden Ellis had a great game. He was given the game ball afterwards, and he, you know, had like the 13 tackles and the sack and all that good stuff. But it felt to me like they were more aggressive in the way that they used him. So he's just kind of like, that's an example of them taking a guy they already have in house, but maybe just doing something a little bit differently with him that allows him to be more effective. And I think that, you know, for him in particular, like when you get Troy Anderson back, I think that it really allows them to be a lot more kind of aggressive and just, you know, differ up the way that they use him. But I also think along that defensive line, guys like Arnold Ebikadi, would love to see him get just more opportunities. It's kind of funny because, you know, he was brought in, he was drafted into a team that was playing, you know, a base 3-4, which is what he's best suited for. But then, you know, is kind of shoved into this designated pass rusher role when under Ryan Nielsen's scheme, where he just really didn't fit in that defense. And then it just feels like I thought we were going to see a lot more of him this year, or he'd at least stand out a little bit more than he has so far this year. And part of that is due to some, you know, other, you know, areas lacking on the defense where he just hasn't had some of those opportunities to rush the passer. But would love to see more from him. And then I think even from the interior guys, I think that there's just different personnel groupings that we haven't really seen them play around with as much that they can go to that can potentially help this team both in the run game and the pass rushing game. But guys like Zach Harrison, you never know with a guy like Brandon Dorlus, although I tend to be one of those people who trust the coaches and saying that if he's not playing, there's probably a reason why. But, there's no other options. You know, it's you burn the boats. There's no going back. The only guys we're going with are the guys in this room. So maybe that alone gives them some kind of confidence and some renewed energy to get after the quarterback.
I think you tell me what you think about this. We saw Caden Ellis get a sack this week. Troy Anderson's on his way back with the linebacking crew healthy. Do you use them in more of blitz packages, and more importantly, just, you know, coming off the edge and sending these guys and saying, hey, we can make up the numbers. It's a numbers game, right? Mm. I mean, Joe, at the end of the day, you either have a dude that just can beat everybody, or I outnumber you. That's kind of what the Vikings do, right? I mean, they get pressure not because they have a dominant guy. It's because we're just going to outnumber you. I feel like that might be the strategy moving forward, and we saw a little bit of that against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I totally agree. And with what I was saying about Caden Ellis, and I honestly have not gone back and like looked up and see if this actually tracks with the actual numbers, but just from, you know, what I'm seeing, my anecdotal evidence was that Caden Ellis, it seemed like they were getting him up in that mugged up look a lot, where he's kind of like lined up in the A gap, and they were actually bringing him. I feel like they've done it a lot this year where they bring those linebackers up into those gaps, but then they drop off, and you know, and you're just kind of bringing the four. That's kind of been the Raheem Morris, kind of the way that he's coordinated his defenses when he was in LA, which was to, you know, zone drop a lot of even defensive linemen. That's, apparently one of the reasons why they preferred a guy like Matthew Judon to bring in at the beginning of the year, is because I know you think of him as a pass rusher, which is definitely like kind of what he's known for, but he has the ability more than a lot of other, you know, edges in the NFL to be able to drop off and play in those zone defenses. And I wonder if maybe they need to kind of get away from that a little bit and end up just bringing these guys. Like you talk about, coordinators like Brian Flores, for example, who, like, he's either going to bring everything or he's going to drop off. But there's not a lot of that in between where you're just kind of, you know, allowing these kind of short yardage gains. And it feels like the Falcons have been the opposite of that this year, where they've been kind of totally solely focused on preventing these explosive plays. But because of that, they're just allowing way too many easy plays. And I know that we get hung up a lot on the sacks, and rightfully so. The pass rush has not been good enough. But I think that if you're able to just force more incompletions.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
With pressures, that is going to help this defense so much. I feel like so often, guys, you know, this defense is playing against the quarterback, and you look up and the quarterback has completed like, you know, 19 of 21 passes or something. It's like when you're just kind of getting dinked and dunked like that all the time, you're not creating negative plays or zero yardage plays. And it's really hard to actually force punts and get stops when you're just giving up positive yardage on almost every single play. And so we've definitely, obviously, the Falcons defense has been exposed for some of those weaknesses, and it'll just be interesting to see how they continue to adapt. And I think that that's one of the reasons why that Cowboys game was kind of exciting, is because I feel like we got our first glimpse into, you know, how they can evolve over time and become a more effective defense overall.
It's our man, Smoking Joe Patrick, our man with the Falcons up there at headquarters, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's just that, you know, we had the numbers last week. We're one of the worst teams as far as allowing opponents to convert on third down. We know we're dead last in sacks. So, I mean, again, the old Mike Smith argument, get pressure. It doesn't have to be a sack. We just, you know, get the guy off the spot. You know, and we said earlier, we talked with Torrey McElhaney and Wes. Look, I love Braylon Trice's game. I think he could have been everything we needed this year as far as that sort of outside linebacker. Not here. Rukuroro rose out again. He's on IR. So our second and third round draft picks that were designated, just luck of the draw. They got hurt, and that's all she wrote. When is Judon? Carl called him out last week. When does Judon get his together?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that they played him fewer snaps this week, and it felt like the pass rush got better. And then, you know, you wonder if that's partially, like, if he's maybe not in the best shape, because apparently, you know, he had this kind of contract situation going on all off season and in training camp. And so you wonder about, you know, what kind of condition he was in when he came. And it clearly, I mean, he's having the worst year. I haven't looked at his whole career, but it's got to be one of the worst years of his career, just statistically. And ultimately he's not getting the job done. So you got to find somebody else who will. But yeah, that's been a big disappointment. And I would say that it's one of those, it's kind of a totem to put out there to say, it's like, just because you go and trade for a guy does not mean that that player that you bring in is actually going to be effective and really change or improve the defense like you think that he will. The Falcons team, again, is out a third round pick because they traded away for Matthew Judon, who has not really made the defense much better. So, you hate to see that, and you hope that, you know, maybe he can kind of get things going. And you would think that in a guy who's in a contract year, it would be in his best interest to, you know, be at his best physically, mentally, and all the preparation that goes into it. But yeah, there's no other way to put it than other than that he's been a very big disappointment so far this season. I just will say, you know, there's still time. There's still time for him to turn that around. And, you know, it's in these second halves of the seasons that you really see these true championship contenders emerge. We saw it last year with teams like the Lions, and obviously even the Falcons when they made that Super Bowl run. It was that second half of the year where they really start to get going, and you start to find some things that work for you, whether it's offensively or defensively. And maybe for Judon, it's getting in some better shape, but it is frustrating. And I got to say, guys, just like, the get off from him is really poor, it seems to me, all the time. It's like he's just not like bursting off of the snap and kind of getting that jump on offensive tackles. And I know he's not necessarily, he's never been that kind of pass rusher, generally speaking, but it just feels like there's more from him that you can get, but you're not getting it yet. And that's, I think, why it's been so frustrating for fans to watch him.
Joe, we're going to beat down the Saints, right? I mean, the Saints are a mess right now. We're going to beat the Saints down, right?
I think you got to. Yeah, you got to. I mean, it's a statement game for the Falcons. They got to put their stamp on the Saints. After what happened in that building last year with the way that game ended, I mean, I know the coaching staff and everybody's out there, but, you know, I got to think that those players are still not happy with that. And that's going to be, I think, motivation for them this week going in there facing a team that is they're down bad. The Saints are down bad. And you love to see it around here. Yeah, I just got to say, personally.
Yeah, we said it. Cam Jordan's not doing anything. Carr's, the coaching staff's been meh. They're already talking about all the usual suspects from last year, Carl's coaching carousel for New Orleans. Hey, by the way, Joe, real quick before we cut you loose, I know it's a different sport, but I know you do cover. What do you think, man?
Yeah.
You give us a puncher's chance against Miami as far as Atlanta United. That was a magical kind of old school 17, 2018, 2019 kind of feeling on Saturday.
Absolutely. I was in there in the building, guys, and it was just so fun to see the excitement, the electricity kind of pop off there at the end with the game-winning goal and then the full-time whistle blowing not long after that. Just great to see that back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I feel like it's been missing so long. Just that juice that we know that this fan base can bring for that team was great to see. And, I give them a puncher's chance going down to Miami. They've won there before already this year. Even in games they've lost, like that game one matchup, you know, they gave them – and pretty much, you know, all they could handle, nearly had a chance to force penalties. And I think that there's every opportunity for this team to force a penalty shootout once again. And at that point, you got a coin flip to go through. So, and I know just from talking to some of the guys, I've been able to sit down and just kind of speak with Saba Lochanidze and some of the other guys personally. And there is a legitimate confidence that runs through these guys. I think that they feel like they've got a mental edge against this Miami team. And they're definitely going to go down to Fort Lauderdale thinking that they can win that game.
Joe Patrick, it's always a pleasure, man. Great work. And we'll see you up there tomorrow at Flowery Branches. Mike and I will be up there to talk to Coach and company. And hopefully we'll get some more in-depth answers as we get ready for these stinking Saints, man. Thanks so much.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.